Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Psalms. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3.
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
I think if anything becomes clear to us the older we get, it's that we don't have it all together. Stress and shame have been the two big battles in the most recent season of my life. What is it for you? Have you struggled with loneliness or body image issues, anger, or anxiety? Tough feelings and circumstances can make us feel unstable and uprooted. But we're offered a path to solid ground in the book of Psalms, which is a collection of Hebrew prayers written throughout Israel's history. The Psalms teach us how to engage with God about the things we're experiencing. Its content covers the whole spectrum of emotions: fear, joy, anger, sadness. But its approach with these emotions isn't the route most of us normally take. It doesn't lead us to suppress our emotions like some of us do. There's no, "I'm fine," or "I'm just going to ignore that." There's no white-knuckling through difficult feelings or situations. But Psalms also doesn't want its reader to be blindly directed by or controlled by their emotions. Rather, this is the Psalms approach. Bring your emotions to God and let Him shed light on them. The book of Psalms provides divinely inspired prayers to help us explore our feelings with God and then to anchor our hearts in His truth. The first chapter of Psalms describes the person who delights in God's word as a tree firmly planted by streams of water. Sounds like the solid ground we're looking for. Planting our deepest emotional experiences into the heart of God and His word, that is what secures us in challenging feelings and circumstances. Eugene Peterson, who wrote the Message translation of the Bible, said this in his introduction to the Psalms. The impulse to pray is deep within us, at the very center of our created being. And so practically anything we'll do to get us started. Help and thanks are our basic prayers. But honesty and thoroughness don't come quite as spontaneously. Only as we develop raw honesty and detailed thoroughness in our praying do we become whole, truly human in Jesus Christ. The Psalms are what help us learn the skills of honesty and thoroughness in our conversations with God. For an example, let's look at Psalm 56. Here we find a prayer King David composed in a time of anxiety. He says, "Be gracious to me, O God, for man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me." But then David says, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise." Do you see the way he talks to God about his experience? He engages with the fear and discouragement he's feeling. But he also roots himself in God. He says, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Or let's look at another example. Listen to David's prayer in Psalm 139, a prayer made in a time of feeling misunderstood and falsely accused by others. He says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. To refocus his attention away from the anxiety of other people's opinions, David goes through the process of articulating in prayer what he knows to be true. That God knows everything about him, and that God delights in him. He doesn't rush through these truths, but meditates on them and explores their implications. In Psalms, we also find prayers of joy and thankfulness. These teach us not simply to nod our head to God or to utter a quick thanks when we feel secure in life, but to, again, express our experiences to God with honesty and detailed thoroughness. Listen to the words of Psalm 23. Instead of saying, "Thanks for providing for me, God," David says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me." Expressing our gratitude and praise to God, like we see in this psalm, actually enables us to experience our joy even more deeply. The psalms are filled with prayers like the ones we have just looked at. Prayers that teach us to ground our feelings and experiences in God. During his time on earth, Jesus himself actually quoted and prayed many of the psalms. What's amazing is that as Jesus made the psalms' words his own, he became the answer to all the psalmist's prayers. The psalms cry out to God for things like justice, healing, and peace. Christ fulfilled all these prayers when he came to restore his creation by dying on the cross and raising from the dead. This means when we pray the words of the psalms, when we bring our emotions and experiences to God, we have a light of revelation that the original psalmist didn't have. We have Jesus. We have the full gospel picture. So what does this mean in practice? Let's say we're struggling with shame and we look to God for forgiveness, as many of the psalmists did. In Christ, we find the fullest expression of freedom. Jesus took away all the guilt of our sin on the cross and declared us perfect in him. Or let's say we bring our sadness to God, as many of the psalms do. In Jesus, we can find empathy. He bore the pain of the world on the cross, so he knows what hardship feels like. And because of Jesus, we not only find empathy, but also assurance. The cross means that nothing can separate us from God's love. Whether you're a feeling stuffer or you're drowning in your feelings, do you tend to think that approaching God for help somehow frustrates him? If so, hear this. Christ's heart is not drained by your coming to him. It is filled up all the more when you bring him your experiences, whether they are overwhelming, confusing, dark, or hopeful. So take a moment to bring any emotions you might be feeling to Jesus, anchoring yourself in him and his truth. As you go further into your emotional life, you are descending even deeper into Christ's very heart. Naturally, I tend to dismiss and ignore my feelings. But as I've learned to bring these feelings and experiences to Jesus, to hold them up in the light of God's word and truth, I've grown so much closer to God. Vulnerability has led to intimacy. And the promises and assurances in the Bible hold even more weight when applied to specific struggles in my life. The journey into emotional depth brings the true stability our hearts long for as Christ meets us exactly where we are. As you listen to the worship song, Praise God for the solid ground He offers us when we bring our emotions and our experiences to Him.
You whisper in the madness. You call my name. At the sound of your voice, all chaos fades. Almighty voice of God, I'm listening. There's power in your word, I can't help but see.
Steadfast God.